This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. And there's an interesting story. This is coming out of the Daily Sheeple. And it reports on 20 people in Madagascar are dead from bubonic plague, the Black Death. Insert ominous music here. Now, Madagascar does have a reputation for being a place where there are a lot of diseases. And apparently they get about 60 people a year die from this disease, which is kind of amazing when you consider it can be treated early with various antibiotics. But remember what I said the other day about how the desire for acclaim, publicity, funding biases scientists' perception? Because they know if they say, this is happening interestingly over here, and it probably doesn't mean all that much, media pays no attention to them. Funding dries up. But if they say this is happening over here and it's potentially the end of the world, then they get the attention. And this headline reflects that. 20 dead from plague in Madagascar, chances of international spread increasing. Sound the alarm. And it's not really an issue because bubonic plague can be cured if you get to the patient early enough with antibiotics. Now, on the off chance that the plague is going to come into our lives, I want to remind everybody about a little interesting fact of history. We all know that the traditional gift to a newly wedded couple is a pair of silver goblets. And that when they toast each other, it's to your health. And the reason is, back during the great plagues of Europe, it was noticed that the nobility who dined on silverware were avoiding the plague. The nobility that had goldware, plates, utensils, and goblets were dying just as much as the poor were. And that is why silver is highly esteemed for servingware. It's got nothing to do with economics. And why a pair of silver goblets is the traditional wedding present for a newlywed couple. The idea being that they drink from those goblets. And I mean solid silver goblets, not the cheap plated ones that have substituted for them recently in stores. And the reason is because minute amounts of silver act as an antibiotic, a natural one. It's been known for generation and generation and generation. Silver has curative products. It's one of the reasons why silver bullets were considered effective against werewolves. And so if this bubonic plague starts to really take off, get yourself some silver goblets, solid silver goblets, not the plated ones, or some colloidal silver. I don't think it's going to be a problem. If they're having 60 people die every year from bubonic plague, this number of 20 looks like somebody's trying to get some funding. I must go to Madagascar and harass the lemurs. All right. Now, interesting little story here, and this is coming out of Great Britain. Surgeons at one of the hospitals run by the National Health Service apparently have had a cascade of surgical errors that are proving to be embarrassing now that they're public. Did heart surgery on the completely wrong patient, operated on the guy's heart. He didn't even need it. Wrong toe removed, wrong foot operated on. And they're reporting on 148 medical mistakes that, according to their guidelines, should not have happened. Now, here in the United States of America, there was a study carried out that showed hospitals will actually profit more from mistakes than from doing the treatment or surgery correctly in the first place. Now, nobody wants mistakes, but there actually is a financial incentive for them to be maybe a little more casual about how these things get done. Oh, we left a clamp inside your stomach. We're going to have to operate again, and either you or your insurance company will pay for the additional surgery. And again, it's a reminder that all of this is driven by the money interests and not by what is best for the patient. Now, just when you think that reality television could not get any more ridiculous than it is right now, have you noticed all the softcore porn reality shows out there? Naked and Afraid, Naked in the Jungle, Naked Las Vegas. Of course, they're still blurring out the dirty parts. Because even though we are showering white hot flaming death on innocent people all around the world, we're not going to let you look at naked people to prove we're a just and moral people. And now there's a new one called Bridalplasty. This is on the E! Channel. And what they have are 12 brides-to-be who are put into a house together away from their intended husbands, competing in challenges for 4 months. If they do well in the challenge, they get a new cosmetic enhancement every week. If they do badly, they're voted out of the house, and that's the end of it. And the last one in the house gets a free, extravagant dream wedding. But the real prize, of course, is unlimited plastic surgery for the 4 months. Now, ladies, I'm going to share a secret with you. This is a dangerous secret. We have a lot of secrets here on the show that are dangerous. This secret is so dangerous, it could bring down the entire plastic surgery complex, and with it, the cosmetics and fashion industry with it. And the secret is, you are all just beautiful the way the universe made you. And you don't need all that frippery to attract love. And any man who is going to judge you on that frippery, on whether you conform to the currently declared media definitions of beauty, is probably not going to be a really good husband anyway, as time eventually takes away that illusion you spent so much of your precious money on. Now, this program, with plastic surgery as a prize, sets a new low in reality shows. I hope it fails miserably because it's sending, what a horrible message it's sending to young people. We don't care how pretty you are. You're not pretty enough until you go into the plastic surgeon. That's nonsense. Do you realize how much domestic discord, even divorce, may be rooted in selling Americans unrealistic expectations of their partner? I used to call it the dimple wash mentality. You're a girl working at a regular job. You're not getting any action. You see this commercial pour this dimple wash all over your face. And the closing scene, you're going out to a date with this handsome guy who's got a Porsche or a Bugatti, and you're going into the most expensive restaurant in town. So this girl buys the dimple wash, pours it all over herself, and now in her mind, she is the girl in the commercial, and she's sitting there waiting for a guy with a Porsche to take her to the most expensive restaurant in town. Meanwhile, the kid working at the gas station to pay for his college education, and maybe he drives a pickup truck, and he's a decent human being, already has a strike against him because he doesn't have the Porsche, and he can't take her to the expensive restaurant. And, of course, his problem is he's bought the cologne that ends up with the hot blonde climbing into the car next to him, and the girl who's working with the dimple wash, and she's a brunette, and she's not model gorgeous. And by the way, with Photoshop, even the models in the fashion magazines don't really look like that. And it's this selling of unrealistic expectations and just out of reach goals. It certainly profits the fashion and cosmetics industry. But it teaches Americans to just be very unhappy with themselves as they are. And that's a terrible, terrible message. Now, I don't need anything from you ladies. I'm happily married. And so I've got nothing to lose by telling you, you are all beautiful the way the universe made you. All righty, we're coming up on a commercial break. Dan the Man is now sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, answering the phones, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And before we go to commercial break, apparently Bloomberg has gone ahead with his threat. Children who go to preschool or daycare are now required to get a flu shot, whether they need it or not. We'll be right back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And there's been a travesty of justice over in Great Britain where this father has been sentenced to life in prison for supposedly murdering his own daughter by shaking her. There's been this huge thing about so-called shaken baby syndrome. Oh, it's child abuse. It's killing children. We've got to punish the parents. There's a couple of problems. These children are judged to be suffering shaken baby syndrome on the basis of what's called a triad of symptoms, including blood in the cranial cavity, blood in the retina. There's a third test that at the moment eludes my memory. There are never any physical signs of abuse on the outside of the baby. That's why, oh, it's shaken baby. They didn't hit him. They just shook him. And they caused the damage and they killed their child. The problem is these symptoms that are being cited as shaken baby syndrome are also symptoms of adverse reactions to this flood of mandated vaccines. And apparently this little girl died one day after receiving the high-risk measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, commonly known as MMR. And in this trial, to say, oh, the father did it, could never possibly be the vaccines. This article by Christina England basically says this guy was railroaded. He was denied his rights to defend himself with any evidence and witnesses. And the court simply assumed that he shook his baby to death with no proof that he'd done anything of the kind. And this is another indication where the agenda to protect corporate profits is leading to hideous abuses. There's another article I put up at whatreallyhappened.com from VacTruth about a peer-reviewed study in clinical medicine research authored by Dr. Michael Innes. And basically said, we need to look at the fact that these symptoms claimed to be shaken baby syndrome are in fact adverse reactions to these vaccines. And he's talking about all the things these vaccines can cause. Hypoglycemia, very low levels of insulin in the blood. Liver dysfunction, favor of carboxylation. Vitamin K issues, not being able to metabolize. And of course, that leads to hemorrhages in the brain and the retina. And these are two of the three triad symptoms that they claim are shaken baby syndrome. And it's a very long, detailed article. It was peer reviewed. Other scientists, other doctors looked at this and said, yeah, the guy has made the case. Another article over at nvic.org. saying the CDC is finally starting to look into this and say, yeah, maybe there really isn't a shaken baby syndrome. It's something that was made up to cover another problem. Because they surveyed babies who were diagnosed as either sudden infant death syndrome, which seems to have no cause whatsoever, or shaken baby syndrome, and discovered 2/3 of the deaths attributed to shaken baby syndrome and sudden infant death syndrome in 2007 occurred within 2 days of vaccinations. Now, we have seen the lengths government will go to protect corporate interests, whether it's GMO labeling or the vaccines. Remember, in the United States of America, vaccine manufacturers are indemnified from lawsuits resulting from toxic adjuvants or toxic reactions to the vaccine. That was a rider in the original Homeland Security Act. At the time that rider was put through, there was a huge amount of well-funded research linking the epidemic of autism in the American population with toxic vaccine adjuvants and mercury-based preservatives such as thimerosal. Now, what an adjuvant is a chemical added to a vaccine to intentionally provoke a reaction in the body under the theory that the reaction of the body will tag on to whatever the vaccine is supposed to be protecting you against and produce antibodies. But there's a large body of research to show that, again, a different epidemic, peanut anaphylaxis, people who will just be exposed to peanut dust and they just die right on the spot, is a result of peanut oil being used as an adjuvant in vaccines. Now, peanuts are something you're supposed to eat and digest, not inject it directly into your bloodstream. Got a caller on the line, Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. It's good to hear you again. I was going through withdrawal. But I was calling in regards to the vaccination comments that you're making. My daughter was born 2 years ago. I took her from the hospital without vaccinating her. And needless to say, I was threatened in so many ways, shape, or form. But I just kept asking for the contract I had signed that said that I consented to giving my daughter all these vaccines. And when you start talking to them in legal terms, they walk away from you very fast because they know that you know what you're talking about. And I told them, I go, if you give me a piece of paper that says the hospital, the doctor, or someone is going to pay for her medical treatments if you know, she derives any disease or illness from the vaccine, then I will happily let you inject her. But if you're not going to you know, make yourself responsible for it, then no, I'm not. And believe it or not, I even had someone show up at my house from health services. I don't know if they're pretending to be who they said they were, but they were here with a piece of paper that said that the hospital had notified vital statistics that I didn't ask for. I didn't consent to have my daughter vaccinated, which was okay, but because of, outbreak control, the measles outbreak control, that I would have to, I had 48 hours to bring in my daughter. So again, I made the comment that if you can provide me with something in writing that says you become responsible and you will pay not just for medical bills, but all expenses, you know, as per, you know, any illness that you may fall into derived from the vaccine, they would not, I'm telling you, they would not want to talk about that.
Of course not. They know there's a problem. They know there's a problem, but this is all about the new model for the big pharmaceutical corporations, and this goes all the way back to the 1960s. They weren't making enough money coming up with real medicines to treat real diseases, so the new model was, we're going to sell medications to people who are perfectly healthy and will convince them they needed to stay healthy. It's snake oil. It's like the old traveling Wild West medicine show. They come on in with a brightly painted wagon, crank down the stage, do a little show, pull people in and say, out there on the Great Plains is a scourge laying waste to the Native Americans, and if you buy this bottle of pepper oil, you'll be fine. And that's exactly the morality they're operating at. But for this work, that, you know, anytime somebody stands up and says, look, these vaccines don't seem to work. In fact, the vaccines seem to be causing more illnesses than they're stopping. They come down on that really hard in order to maintain that huge fraud.
Mike, my daughter's been alive for 2 years, and she's never even had so much as a cold, Mike. Never. And I'm just like, you know, if your job is to protect the welfare, you know, and promote wellness, then
their
why
job has nothing to do with wellness. Their job is to sell the medications. Doctors and hospitals get a piece of the action of those vaccine sales. Gardasil. $300 shot, the doctors and hospitals get half of that. Of course they're going to stick a needle anywhere they can. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Alex. I'm so glad your daughter is healthy, and we'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over in Romania, there are major protests going on over Chevron's fracking. They are seeing the same problems arise from the fracking process in Romania that we're seeing here in the United States of America. In fact, it may even be worse because the Romanian government may be less able to impose safety practices and standards on Chevron than the U.S. government is. But it has aroused the anger of the people. Protests against fracking are spreading all across the globe. Some governments are sending in the riot police. How dare you protest the oil companies? The oil companies are holy. The oil companies are sacrosanct. And we already know there are major, major problems. We know that exposure to petroleum products carries health consequences. May even be the reason cancer has become such a scourge since the beginning of the industrial age. But we are in a society, a totally fascist society, where whatever makes money is good and nothing else matters. We're seeing that all across the globe in every nation that is enslaved to a private central bank issuing that public currency as a loan at interest. because the awareness of that debt, the scrabbling for the pieces of ink and paper to pay that debt, overrides all other priorities and considerations in society. And of course, it doesn't matter how hard you work or how much you sacrifice, you can never pay that debt off. That's the way the system is designed, to produce more debt than money with which to pay that debt, permanently enslaving you to those bankers. And now they're trying to bring it to the entire world, a global reserve currency. Same scam on the entire planet. But it only works as long as you believe that's the way the world is supposed to work. They're creating a system of rule by debt. And it is no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. All of these rely on the people being made to believe this is the way it's supposed to be. Do what the kings tell you because God has appointed them over you. Not really in fashion any longer. Do what you're told because one person is allowed to own another person. And we know that's not legitimate. And the new model is do what I tell you because I hold the note on everything that you do because of this particular system of banking that you use or have been convinced to use. And it only works as long as people believe that's the way it's supposed to be. And we know it isn't. It certainly isn't the model of banking that this nation had when it was founded. We fought a revolution to be free of this model of banking because the founding fathers saw what it did to the population. And we got sold back into the same system of debt bondage 100 years ago by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president. And what we're seeing around us today is the end result. Poverty, joblessness, hunger, homelessness, and war after war after war of conquest, trying to steal other people's wealth to make sure that ledger stays black on that bottom line. Before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're well and truly into big mistake number three. And those wars are all the result of this particular system of banking. We must return the public currency to being a public utility. That's how it was 200 years ago when this nation started. The public currency was handled as a public utility, there to support commerce, not rip off a piece of the action of everybody's work and economic activity and put it in the pockets of the bankers. Now, another little story. You probably heard about this a while back. 4 months ago, there was this Department of Homeland Security employee who was running a website calling for mass murder of all whites by blacks. And he was put on administrative leave with pay for 4 months. Got a four-month paid vacation. Wow, such a deal. Under the embarrassment, the Department of Homeland Security has finally fired this guy. But you have to wonder, what sort of human being is willing to work for the Department of Homeland Security and oppress their fellow citizens? And apparently, to judge by this one individual, these are some seriously sick and dangerous people. And it goes a long way to understanding why the Department of Homeland Security and their bastard offspring, the TSA, are as abusive of the public as they are. They seem to feel you deserve it. Oh, you're an ordinary American citizen here. Reminds me of this line out of the movie Blade Runner, which has been around for a while. And if you're younger and you've never seen it, I understand they're going to make a remake of it. And I've never fallen in love with the remakes. Yes, the visual effects will be much better and everything. But go back to the original Harrison Ford version of Blade Runner. And there's this wonderful line in there where he's sort of being dragged back into being a cop, and the police captain, Decker, says, Brian, says, if you're not cop, you're little people. And that seems to be the attitude we're getting out of our current government agencies. If you're not NSA, you're little people. You're there to be spied on. If you're not Department of Homeland Security, you're a potential terrorist. It's a very us and them mentality. Now, Connecticut apparently did pass their legislation requiring the labeling of GMOs. We're still seeing Monsanto and various other companies engaged in genetic engineering still out there saying, oh, it's all conspiracy theory, so forth and so on. But apparently up in Denmark, there is a new story breaking where the use of GMO in animal feed have triggered an epidemic of severe birth defects, deformities, spontaneous abortions in both pigs and cattle. They can't reproduce their stock from year to year. And I'm sure Monsanto already has a Roundup Ready piglet and a Roundup Ready calf and probably a Roundup Ready human baby to sell to you once these GMO products have sterilized the entire planet. We still have no follow-up information on that very dangerous epicyte gene. This was a genetically engineered corn that when eaten produces antibodies to human sperm, rendering the men and women who eat it permanently sterile and incapable of reproducing. And I'm sure various agencies are saying, well, let's send this to this crowded part of the world and all those people living over our natural resources and daring to use them up. They'll be gone in a generation and nobody will realize it was a genocide. But if that gene, the epicyte gene, broke into the wild, and we know this happens all the time, and it contaminates all the corn on planet Earth, we're looking at an extinction-level event brought about by corporate greed. We don't want you growing your own new plants. We don't want you growing your own new pigs and cattle. We want you to have to buy your seeds and your piglets and your calves from us. Because it makes money. Is it good for the planet? Who cares? Are there serious potential catastrophic problems with this process? Maybe, but who cares? We're making money. The stockholders are happy. Now, apparently there is an emerging problem regarding clean diesel fuel. Now, we've been talking about ethanol added to gasoline and how it is actually not penciling out. It's not carbon neutral because ethanol produces far less energy than gasoline. You must buy and burn more of it to get the same work out of your vehicle. And for older cars, the ethanol destroys the fuel system. But that's an economic stimulus because now you have to go buy new fuel parts and have a mechanic work on your car. It's stimulating the economy. It's the old broken window analogy. But apparently, and now that it's a hard winter, this is a serious problem. Chemicals added to diesel fuel to make it cleaner for environmental reasons are leading to breakdowns of diesel trucks and cars in cold weather where people are getting stranded. And it's another case of an idea that sounds really good, could be pitched to the public, and it turns out to have disastrous consequences, very dangerous consequences. And a reminder, if you're using ethanol in your car, the manufacturers will not guarantee the engine for damage caused by ethanol in the fuel. Now they're up to a 15% blend, E85. Lexus won't guarantee the engine, Subaru won't, Toyota won't. It's a disaster. Absolute disaster. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 polar bears, $4 guests, $3 Velvato makers, $2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of fear-mongering, seems to be all our government knows how to do right now. Person in the chat room was mentioning they're doing a remake of Logan's Run, as along with Blade Runner. And the remakes do tend very often to be disappointing, and I can think of no better example than the Keanu Reeves remake of Day the Earth Stood Still, which, yes, it had much better special effects, but they, in order to make the story different and up to date, they turned it away from don't make war with each other or we'll come down and slap you around to, oh, you humans are poisoning the earth and we're going to have to remove all of you so the earth can heal, and just kowtowing to this whole environmental extremist idea that earth is somehow nature and we humans aren't. Of course we're part of nature. We evolved here. I'm a part of nature. We're naturally tool builders and tool makers. This computer is therefore a part of nature. This headset is part of nature. There's a lot of self-hate in the environmental extremism movement. And my concern would be with the remakes of, certainly with Logan's Run, which was a very powerful statement against totalitarian government. They're going to change that all around to somehow keep the audience from thinking about authoritarian governments are bad. So I can hardly wait to see what they're going to do with that screenplay. Anyway, moving on back here. Let's see. Interesting article being posted in a lot of the Tea Party blogs right now. Do the president's lies warrant calls for his resignation or impeachment? And obviously, Obama leaves much to be desired as a president. But if there was a time to impeach him, it came and went long ago on the basis of the crimes and misdemeanors he has committed. The reason we're seeing all of this start to surface right now, I think, goes right to the P5 plus one deal. When Obama went along and said, yes, let's give Iran 6 months, let's lift the sanctions, sign the deal, and Israel just went absolutely ballistic. And all of Israel's supporters in Congress went ballistic. And I think all this talk about impeachment has nothing to do with Obama's crimes and misdemeanors and everything to do with the Israel lobby and the Israel government wanting to get Obama out of that Oval Office and put a more compliant Joe Biden in. Now, I know a lot of people would like to say, yes, let's get Obama out of there. Huzzah, 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 huzzah. And we're all other aspects equal, I would agree. But before we get caught up in this, just think about the consequences of Joe Biden coming into the Oval Office and just kowtowing to Israel, which helped him get that Oval Office. Let us not get rid of an evil that we know only to make room for an evil we still cannot comprehend. So we need to be very cautious about this, because the timing of all this sudden talk about impeachment tells us there's something else going on besides Obama's IRS scandal, NSA scandal, Benghazi, because the opportunity to do something decisive about those incidents came and went a long time ago. The timing calls attention to itself, and we need to be very, very careful. And I'm no fan of Obama. I'm not even comfortable being on the same island he's on this Christmas holiday. If I had the money to get off it, I'd go someplace, anywhere. But I think we need to be very careful about what is the real agenda here. Is it law and order and justice and the righting of wrongs committed to the American people? Or is it, let's get rid of a suddenly reluctant Obama and replace him with a very compliant Joe Biden? Joe will go along with this thing because he's facing a stiff challenge from Hillary Clinton in 2016. If he is the president, what a huge advantage that would be. Concerns about the growing friction between India and Pakistan, both of which are nuclear powers. Going along with, of course, what appears to be the potential for a confrontation between Japan and China. We are cursed with political and financial leaders right now who see a new global war as their best option to maximize their profits and maintain their control and power, no matter how many billions of other people's children it's going to cost. In their point of view, hey, it's overpopulated. Let's thin out the herd. Let's cull the herd. Get rid of, 5 or 6 billion human beings, and what a wonderfully comfortable planet we'll have after that. And it's not the NSA that you need to worry about listening to your phone calls. Apparently, local police departments are now buying these devices. It's a $370,000 device that allows the police to capture cell phone data and potentially calls from these cell towers. And apparently, it just grabs everything. So even the idea that they need a warrant, it's completely ridiculous. They just siphon everything off. It's a total surveillance state. This government is absolutely terrified of you. They're terrified that you are wising up. You're terrified that you are seeing the lies. They're terrified you're just going to start pulling your money out of the financial system. They're terrified you are going to say no. Because when one slave says no, the tyrant starts to tremble. They can't sleep at night. We have a government in this country that has completely delegitimized itself simply by virtue of all the violations of the Bill of Rights, Remember, the authority of the federal government rests on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. When the government operates outside that Constitution, they're no longer the legal, legitimate government of this land. They know it. You know it. They know you know it. That's why they're afraid. That's why they're trying to bluff you with all this talk about the IRS peeking in your backyard with Google Earth, which is nonsense. Some of those pictures on Google Earth are 3 years old, hideously outdated. Or the NSA is listening to everything that you do. They don't have enough manpower and computers to do that. They may be collecting it all. The odds that they're actually listening to you, if you have not done something to attract attention to yourself, like I obviously have, they're probably not listening to you. So don't be afraid to talk to your friends and neighbors and family and coworkers about what you see going wrong in this country. Don't let them make you afraid to use that First Amendment, because if you fear, they've won. They'll say you have a First Amendment, but if they succeed in scaring you from using it, they've won. It's exactly the same tactic the Nazis used against the German people. The Gestapo is everywhere. The SS is everywhere. We hear everything that you're doing. We see everything that you're doing. And it was a gigantic bluff, because the Nazis didn't have enough people to actually do that. And the German people bought it. They believed it. Didn't talk to anybody. Oh, there's informants on every street corner. They're listening. I can't say anything bad about the Führer. And it was a gigantic bluff. And look what happened to the people of Germany just because they went along and did what they were told and obeyed the government's orders. And look what happened to them and their nation. Do you want to see that happen here? Because it will. The United States is biting off a war they cannot win. We don't have the money, the manpower, the manufacturing. Certainly don't have the public support. Nobody will loan this government any more money for any more wars. And somewhere between the escalation of this war and final capitulation by the United States government, when they realize they cannot win this war conventionally, that's when they'll start using those nuclear weapons. As of today, the only nation to actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction against civilians of another country is the United States. And they are poised and prepared to do it again. I predict that 50 years from now, the Stars and Stripes will be as universally reviled as the swastika is today. And if you are an American citizen who loves your country and what it's supposed to be, that country depicted in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you have to say no. You have to start saying no. You have to shout out when you know you're being lied to. Anyway, there's it for our show. Claire and I got to head on out and do some stuff. We will be back tomorrow. Claire will be joining us in the third hour. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Please go over to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button. It is that important. What if you tune into this show someday and the whole network's gone? All of us. It could happen. We have no other support but you, the listeners. Thank you very much, and aloha, America.